The Neues Museum is not Pompeii, because we need to have a functioning museum. It's not just about a beautiful ruin, it's also about how do we get a functioning museum. But I think it's important that all the old bits remain authentic old bits and the new bits are authentic new architecture, but not with the aim to create a strong contrast between them, but that they together form a new whole working building.
Harmony,
yeah.
Yes.
Within a great range of, different stages. And now you will have again a complete functioning museum, which consists of the bits which were ruined and which were now restored and recompleted with the new parts of the building. And it will be again a museum for the Egyptian collection and pre- and early history collection, the two collections for which it was built originally.
My name is Albert Anrud, and I'm talking to Alexander Schwarz, design director for David Chipperfield Architects. In 1997, two British architect firms, David Chipperfield and Julian Harrop Architects, won an international competition to reconstruct and recomplete the Neues Museum in Berlin. David Chipperfield Architects was consequently also appointed to oversee the implementation of the master plan and to design the visitor centre, the James Simon Gallery, for the museum island. Neues Museum, Neues means new in German, is one of the five museums located at the northern end of the museum island. This is the most historic part of the reunified Berlin and the cultural heart of the capital.
It's clear that it is one of the European museum destinations. That's clear already, and it will, if all the museums are open, it will have an enormous amount of visitors if you want it or not, and you have to deal with this phenomenon. It's clear it is a destination like the Louvre or the Eremitage or the British Museum.
Museum Insel and Fischer Insel are respectively the names of the north and the south of the large island which is surrounded by the River Spree and its tributary located in the former East Berlin. It was here that the first settlements were established in the Middle Ages. In the 15th century, a castle was erected, evolving into a palace which by the 19th century had expanded into the massive Stadtschloss, the Berlin City Palace. The Schloss was occupied by the Margraves of Brandenburg. They came up in the ranks and adopted the title of Duke. Consequently, they took another step upwards and became princes of Prussia. In the 18th century, they proclaimed themselves kings. With the unification of Germany, the Prussian branch of the House of Hohenzollern finished up as emperors. The rallying music for patriotic Germans at the time was Richard Wagner's opera Die Meistersinger von Nürnberg, Q. Herbert von Karajan leading the Staatskapelle Berlin.